Hoylech Godol Habayis LeBeis HaKvaris. Let's say the older brother is still alive, went to the Beis HaKvaris. Again, there are four brothers here. One was Mace, and the older brother went with him to the Beis HaKvaris. Now, what's the case? So Rashi says, Acha mitos lekovroi v'shoyisham gimu yomim. Like the other mishpacha, just like were malava the Mace outside the city, and they went back to start to count Shiva. The oldest brother went along with the Mace until the Beis HaKvaris. Could be it's another 2 or 2 days journey, and he came back at the end of the third day. So Maho Rashi, Michashvina Le command heaven be basic. Do we include this older brother as if he was in the house already? Hoilu Sarah Mace Holochitoi. Maybe it's different. Here, since the older brother, not the Stam the Pshat, he didn't start Sid Avelis, but he was Isaac with Sarah Mace. So maybe in such a case he is included in the house. That since the house started to sit Shiva right away, when he comes home 2 or 3 days later, he's included with the Bnei Abayis, and he only has to count another 5 days. Or else maybe no, since he's still the Godel Abayis, and he was not there when they started to sit Shiva, when he comes home, he has to start over again his account by himself. That's the Shaila. Now, Zemura says, Toshima, come in here. The Yomer Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Afilu Hola Godel Abayis Labes HaKvaris. Even in the case that the older brother went for the sake of the Nifter, went with the mate to the Beis HaKvaris, and it took him an extra 2 or 3 days till he got home, still the locker is Moine Imohin. He's allowed to count with them. The Godel Abayis could be included in the Bnei Abayis. They started to sit Shiva ready 2 or 3 days ago. So when he comes home now, he's Moine Imohin, Rashi says. The people that are not going to the Beis HaKvaris with the mate, when did their avail start? As soon as I say goodbye to the mace, when they turn their face around to go back home, that's when their avail starts. The avail is shagodl. Now the godl, the older brother that went along with the mace until mamish they buried him, you know when his avail starts? Achiyista magel, until after they finish the kfura, until they cover up the mace. So that's when his avail really should start. But now that he got back home to the house within the first 3 days, they said alokhariz is included with them, and he only has to have another 5 days. For the Gemara, is that true? Moini moim, could he be included with them? For a Tanya we learned, Moini liatzmai, like we had before, no, the Godel Abayis, the older brother, if he comes home late, since he's the Godel, he has to start his own count, he has to count 7 days. So Gemara says, like Kashi, there's no stira, I'll tell you. Ho di yosa begoit losa, ho di lo yosa begoit losa. If he came back within the first 3 days, then he could be included with the house, and he doesn't have to start counting over 7, but rather he's included with them only another 5 days. But if he came back on the 4th day already, too late, then he has to start his own count from the beginning of the 7, he has to count 7 straight days. But I call upon him, there's no steer with Rabbi Yechanan. When the Godel Abayis Stam didn't hear about it and wasn't Isaac but Tzarchi Ameis, then we say when he finds out about it, he is not Botol to the Bnei Habayis, but automatically he has to start his own count. So only over here the Shiloh was that the Godel Abayis knew about it, that his brother was Mace. And he went to the Beis HaKvaris. That's why he wasn't there to start counting Shiva right away. But so, since he knew about it, and he was Isaac, we say when he comes back home, if he's home by the first 3 days, he has a right to be included with the people that are sitting Shiva ready, and he only has to count another 5 days, not more. Like Rav told the children of Tzafuni, whoever comes back within the first 3 days, they can count the avelis with the people that already started already, and they only need another 5 days. But if they don't come back within the first 3 days, they come back after the 3 days, then a brother, whoever has to sit Shiva, comes back, he has to start his own count and count the start of complete Shiva. Omalu Rav Bnei Mechuzah. Also on the Loyaz Liso Bos Arsa. You people in Bnei Mechuzah, when somebody's maced, like you don't go out to the Beis HaKvaris, you give it over to the Chevra Kadisha, but you don't go out to the Beis HaKvaris, is Mechim Adriso Apaychu. When you turn your face away from the mace, Mi Bova Di Avula, Aschilu Mani. That's when you start counting your yeshiva. That's when the Avela start. As soon as you turn your face about face, you're not going after the mace anymore, but you're turning home to go back home, that's when your avail starts. But the brothers of the mishpach, whoever's going along to the base of Kvaris, your avail first starts after the kruah takes place. as long as you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go with the mace to Eretz Yisrael, you are veilus first starts there in Eretz Yisrael when you're sitting, when you're after the Kfura. Even though the Bnei Mishpacha starts a few days early here, but there you don't have because you're not coming back home. There you're staying there in Eretz Yisrael, you never make it back within 3 days. So therefore, you always have it that you start counting your Shiva there in Eretz Yisrael at the time after the right after the Kfura. Rashi says like Mechila Hadru Apaychem Mibov Devula Mishar Achitzen Shalir, the outside gate of the city, because there you don't go further. So that's when you start counting your Avelis. Is Askilu Monot? Rashi says you may Avelis Avagad Lenikra Mace, even though the mace wasn't buried yet. Ad Yom Rab, it could take a long time till they get the Beit Hakvaros. The Avagad the Avelis and the Chalat Shistam Agelu, even though usually Avelis doesn't start until after you first cover up the mace. And Yistam Agerli, you put the cover on top of the Orin. But you people that are not going along to the Beis HaKfarish, you're not going to the burial, so then by you, as soon as you turn your face away from the mace, that's when your Avelis starts. Rabbi Shimon is Mekel and says, even if you come back the seventh day in the morning, when they're still sitting Shiva, you don't have to start counting the new sitting Shiva, you're part of the bias, and you get up with them. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Omer Rabbi Yosi Ben Shoyl, Omer Rabbi, but for who Shebo Umotzer Menachem Etzloi? Like we're talking about now, you're coming in on the seventh day in the morning. Now we know the Lachu we paskin, Miksa Sayam Kukulai. On the seventh day, you don't sit a complete day Shiva, all you do is just sit a little bit in the morning, and then you get up. So that's cheetah. If this last brother comes home after they finish sitting Shiva, after they got up ready, you can't be included with them. Of course, you have to start over your new Shiva. But it's not called a Shemur Rechoik, it's called a Shemur Kroiva. It's in the first 30 days. So if so, you have to start counting your 7 days over again. Yeah. So now he says clearly, that means on the seventh day we're talking about that before you got up. So in other words, the case is on the seventh day in the morning, usually they daven shachris, and after shachris, people sit down on menachem avul. So kozman, the people are sitting there, be menachem you, it's still called, it's the seventh day of Avelis, it's still called, the Avelis is going on. So if this last brother comes home, while the people are still be menachem you, it's called, the Avelis is still going on, and he's included with you. But let's say the people left the house already, there's no more menachem here, there's no more Avelis anymore, then pshit, you have to start counting your own 7 days. Now, Boyi Rav Anan, according to Rav Shimon, that it's enough to come home on the seventh day, Ninaru Lamad, let's say the people again, the seventh day in the morning, they daven Shacharis, and the people are sitting there to Menachem Avol. And now, Ninaru Lamad, they started to get up. For Layam, they didn't get up completely yet. Mahu, is that called like the Avelis is over or not? In other words, the case here again is where this last brother, for some reason, didn't hear about it or didn't come to Sechiva, and he comes into the base of the house on the seventh day in the morning. So Shimon holds, if he comes in while the Menachem are still there, it's called during the Avelis, he's Yetzes Avelis. Since the Ika B'nei Abayis were Yetzes 7 days already, he becomes part of the B'nei Abayis, he doesn't have to sit anymore. If he comes in after the people left already, so Pshiti missed the Avelis, he has to start over again his own Avelis. Here the Shalom is with his people on Ninaru Lamed. They decide it's about time to get up, we're going to leave. But they didn't leave yet. Is that called the Avelis finish? Is that called the end of the seventh day or not? Merogos Vateko. The case where the fourth brother comes home when these people are about to leave, Merab lies by a teiku. They're starting to get restless, starting to leave. But they didn't leave yet. Sastaloch is a cold part of the Avelus and not Merab lies by a teiku. Verse says, Gemiri, we learned like this. Gemiri Chavre de Rabbi Abba Barachia. Rabbi Abba, that the Chavarim is friends of Rabbi Abba Barachia, learned from Rabbi Abba. Oman, who is this Rabbi Zera? It's Rabbi Zera. Vyamrlo, and some say Chavre de Rabbi Zera, forget those Rabbi Zera's friends. Rabbi Zera. Oman, Rabbi Abba, Bred de Rabbi Chia, Barabba. The what? The Rom Rabbi Yechanan. Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel betrefus. Vyalacha Rabbi Shimon beyovel. We pass like Rabbi Shimon both halachas. Hilchas trefus, Nilchas Avelis. Both places we pass like Rabbi Shimon. We'll soon see what the halachas are. Shri Rabbi Shimon be Yovel Hod Yamorin. That's the Rabbi Shimon in Hilchas Avelis, like we just learned. You go to Kula. that if you first come home on the seventh day, again, one brother wasn't there to start sitting shiva when the rest of the mishpacha started to sit shiva, and he came home first to the house first on the seventh day. If he came in while the people are still being menachim, it's still called during shiva, and his yetzer, he just sits down for that 1 minute to 5 minutes, and then he gets up when the rest of the mishpacha gets up. So we go to Kula look up Shimon. The Tanakhama before said, no, you have to be there at least 3 days. You have to come home within the first 3 days. After that, it's too late. Lalach is lakula, like Reb Shimon, that as long as you come back while they're still sitting shiva, you can be part of the Bnei Habayis, and you don't have to count the new 7 days, but you're part of them. So that's the first halach of Reb Shimon, Be'avelis, that's good. For the Gemara, Reb Shimon Megamliel B'Treifis. Where's the halach of Reb Shimon Megamliel that says about Hilchus Treifis by an animal, if he's treifer or not? Like this, the Tanan. B'nei Mayim, if you have the stomach, the insides of an animal, Shenikfu, there was a neck, there was a hole through one stomach, the Lecha Soi Samin, Soi Smosin, and your Lecha, some juice there that came out of the stomach is covering it up now, will cover up the hole. Is Kshera, Dibri Rabashim Gamliel. He says that's not called the Trephus, since the neck of the hole is covered up with something, it's not called the Trephus, the animal's kosher. For the Gemara, my Lecha, what type of juice came out to cover up that hole? Amaravkana shirko de maya. Some sharp stuff that comes out of the mayim, out of the intestines itself. That's good stuff that glues it together very well. Yeah. Dinofik agav ducha. That comes when you're squeezing it, that juice comes out. That juice is something very good that tightens it well, that the neck of his sosum is closed up. Therefore, it's not called the trephus. So, mercy like this. One person says, let me go up to Eretz Yisrael and hear clearly from Shimon himself who he passes like. Not from Shimon, Rashi Mipuma Demora, she says, Rabbi Abba, Bred Rabbi Chia, Oi Rabbi Zera. Let me go up there to ask them directly if they really said the halachas of Shimon or not. Because here they're telling me over that they said halachas of Shimon Gamliel both by Hilchus Treifus and by Hilchus Avelis. So this Talmud that was there in the yeshiva said, I don't trust you like, let me go up to Eretz Yisrael and hear for myself exactly what they say. Es Kisolik, when this Talmud went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rab Abba, Bred Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. He found Rab Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Omalei, so he said to him, Omamar halachas of Shimon Gamliel B'Treifus? Did you say the lochas of Reb Shimon Gamliel betreifus lakula, that if you have this neck of the soul and the bnei mayim in the stomach, that really that makes it treifus? But here you're telling me since some juice that came out of the stomach closed it up, it's kosher? Or Malay answered back, no, I know ain't halacha amri. I suggest the opposite. Ain't halacha amri. I did not say the locha is Reb Shimon Gamliel, just the opposite. The animal still called the treifus. Trashi, ain't halacha amri. Kolemar, ain't halacha Reb Shimon. Not like Reb Shimon. Vaita, then he asked the Mishailo, Kreb Shimon be Yovu Mai, what's the loch about Shimon, according to Reb Shimon Hilchus Avelis? Do we pass like him or not? Or Malay plukten in, what's the Takam Achlekis? The Yitman learned like this, Rav Chizdeh Omar Halocha. It's a loch of Kreb Shimon, it's Golokula. If the last brother came home to the house when they were sitting Shiva on the seventh day in the morning when they're still sitting Shiva, he does not have to count the complete 7 days. He becomes part of this house that he gets up when the other brothers get up. We also pass like Reb Shimon. We have Nachman on the Ein Halacha, and Halacha not like Reb Shimon. Like the Tanakhama, that it's only good if you come home the first 3 days. If you miss the first 3 days of Shiva, you come to the house on the third day, then you're still included part of them, you only need to complete another 5 more days. But if you come after the third day, then it's no good. The Ein Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel, but in the Morse of the Maskon is like this. The ain halacha g'shimon gamliel b'treifus. By treifus, like we pass in the chumra and say no. Since there was a nekev in the stomach, it doesn't help you the fact you have this lecha, this juice, this liquid that comes out to be soslim. Close it. That's not called a good stima. We're still afraid it'll open up any day, and that's called a treifa. But the halacha k'reb shimon b'yovel. But hilchas avelis, we go l'kul and we pass like Reb Shimon. That it's enough for this last brother, wherever you are, if you didn't hear about the shiva. And you come to the house where they're sitting shiva, and you come in before they get up, you can be part of that house, and you don't have to sit more. When they get up, you get up. Why? The Yomar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivri Meku Biyovel. That's the klal always. And look at Savela, since it's the Rabbonin, there's a new Agdor here, you always pass in Kedivri Meku. We go Lukula by Hilchas Avelis. Therefore, also, if you come in, as long as the house is still sitting shiva, you're part of them, you don't have to sit more than them. Zmar says, I'll call her meisim kulam matchem itosoi. Harezer meshubach. Rashi, matchem itosoi means memalo etziyoi. Any meis, your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter, then to bury it as soon as possible. Memalo etziyoi, get rid of it very fast. That's meshubach, that's good. It's not so nice though. With your parents already, you have to give them more cover to show it bothers you. You shouldn't try and bury them so fast, like give them more cover. Let's say your father was Meis Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov, then it's Meshubach, do it fast. Try and bury him as soon as possible. Don't push it off, try and make the burial before Yom Tov. Then for sure we know you're doing l'kavod avi v'imoy. It's an inyan to have him have the kfura b'yisei yoyim. And not if you don't bury him before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, you have to wait till after Shabbos. It'll be a long time. It's not kedai. It's kedai to rush a little bit then, even for your father, to get him buried before Shabbos. I'll call him meisim kulim rotsu mamayit b'yeskoi rotsu enim mamayit. It's up to you. If you want to be Isaac a lot, you don't want to be Isaac, you're allowed to. Rashi says,